USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House has begun flying unaccompanied minors across the country to emergency housing facilities as it struggles from the self-induced chaos at the southern border. Iowa's Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is now the first to refuse the Biden administration's plea to provide temporary housing. "This is not our problem," Reynolds said, adding that the state does not have any temporary facilities to lend to the Department of Housing and Human Services. "This is the president's problem," end quote. Representative Dan Kershaw, Republican from Texas, is having surgery on his left eye, which will leave him effectively blind for a month. Iranian officials said the Natanz uranium enrichment plant was a target of a nuclear terrorism on Sunday, after initially reporting a power failure. U.S. intelligence officials are reporting that a large explosion had completely destroyed the independent internal power system that supplied the centrifuges inside the underground facility. They estimate it could take up to 9 months to resume enrichment there. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A good portion of U.S. Marines are turning down COVID-19 vaccines at this time. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Pentagon officials say about 75,000 Marines have taken at least one COVID shot, compared to 48,000 Marines who have declined. This new report comes after the Department of Defense in February reported that about a third of U.S. troops have turned down the vaccine. Several Democrat lawmakers sent a letter to President Joe Biden last month requesting that he make the vaccine mandatory for all U.S. military members.
According to Healthline.com, people who are refusing to get a COVID-19 vaccine are increasing their risk of contracting and transmitting the virus. They could also be potentially prolonging the pandemic, contributing to spikes in cases, and giving the virus more opportunities to mutate. A police officer in Virginia has been fired after pointing a gun and pepper spraying a black U.S. Army lieutenant during a traffic stop. Army 2nd Lieutenant Caron Nazario was never charged in the December incident. Officer Gutierrez in that infamous video has since been fired. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dr. Fauci continues to push the mask mandate, even if you've been vaccinated. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The United States set a new record Saturday for COVID vaccinations administered, delivering 4.3 million doses in a single day. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says infection rates are still on the high side, even with those vaccination efforts. The U.S. is averaging more than 60,000 new cases per day over the last 7 days. The White House's chief medical advisor tells MSNBC that even if you are vaccinated, you should still take some precautions.
If you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks. And for the time being, until we show definitively that a person who's vaccinated does not get the subclinical infection and can spread to others, you should also continue to wear a mask.
The Food and Drug Administration reported 3 days ago masks may help prevent people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Sunday's Meet the Press admitted that the coronavirus got out of hand faster because of China. During the interview, Blinken said China didn't do what it needed to do in the early stages of the pandemic in response to a question about whether he believes China knows about the origins of the coronavirus. Blinken expressed real concerns about the methodology and the process that went into the WHO Origins report, including the fact that the government in Beijing apparently helped to write it. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.